Boom. Did you just fart? This fucking guy. I don't even know why I bother with you, man. The first fucking thing you do and you fart, I'm leaving it in.
Okay.
Everyone's going to hear what kind of little baby you are farting.
I think everyone already knows who I am.
Do you have very big hands?
I do.
You know what that means.
Big gloves.
He's an orange Dorito. Yeah. Anyway, oh yeah, maybe we should do the introduction. Don't die, dude. Hello and welcome to Online with the Earth Sun. I'm Cuddly Bear, your host. And today I have with me...
Hi, No Name, No Name, hi.
Good boy. Welcome, No Name.
Hello.
Fucking slacker. yeah, I'm going to be asking you some questions and hopefully... You know, I can deal with your terrible answers.
You mean fantastic answers that make everyone go, aw, or whoa. Or that was fucking stupid. What's the second one?
Was that orgasm?
Yeah.
Is that how you come?
No, actually how I come is,
I usually come like this.
Yeah, just
just completely dry, like not even just blanks. I'm shooting dust. The hell are you eating?
I'm not eating anymore, but my fucking chest is dead.
Are you ill?
Kind of at the end of it. I just random congestion.
Freaking everybody's getting sick these days.
I know. Yeah, it's like
okay.
Getting sick over the internet, man.
Yeah, well, just stay away from me. I don't need that kind of shit. Okay. So, No Name. Mm-hmm. In one word, describe why you came to GWA.
Opportunity. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, I guess opportunity. Actually, that is a good word. Yeah, I'll stick with that. Opportunity.
Yeah, you came off of 4chan, right?
Yeah, where like two people listened.
People that followed you here, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little more than two people, but yeah, there wasn't very many people, and then a couple followed. Like, there was one that came at the same time because of Voca Writer. Like, she's the one that actually told me about Reddit. And then, and then a couple other, like, I would post there, and then I'd be like, oh, and... In case you didn't know, there's a goddamn plethora of fucking audios over here, so you don't have to come to this thread that has a post every 3 days.
You ever post there anymore?
No. I sometimes go check on it every now and then. It's just as slow, and all they do is like read sonnets from Shakespeare now. They don't really do erotic audio anymore.
Is it the same people?
No. I'm sure they're long gone. Because most of them came here. The last few that I knew came here. I mean, Snake was from 4chan as well, and he came here. And then GWA Andy or MSA Andy or whatever his name is, he's from there.
Oh, yeah. And he's still around, isn't he?
No? Yeah. And then one other guy that I can't remember came from there and stuck around here instead.
All right. When did you make your last audio?
Well, actually, recently. I had to finish up Secret Santa. And so,
shit.
Yeah. I luckily, for once, got two people who really enjoyed rape and fear play and molestation and stuff.
I remember the last mix up you had where it was completely unrelated to one.
Yeah.
No, wait, that was the audio you got, wasn't it?
That was the audio I got, yeah, which had nothing. It was nothing that I wanted, and that's okay. I mean,. It's all right now. It's been a while. But, you know, and then, like, this Secret Santa, I actually had to give back my original Secret Santa because it was somebody that I knew wouldn't like an audio from me. And then didn't get a rematch. I was like, sweet, I got an audio and didn't have to do anything. And then, of course, people are assholes and they didn't do their matches. And so then I got the one I got. to do at the end there.
So you did get something to do.
Which was good, because when I saw the tags, I was like, oh, man. It's just, you know, I haven't recorded in so long. I feel like it was shit, and I feel bad, because I'm sure she was like, oh, my God, the main raper. It's kind of like if, I mean, you, if they got your name, and they're like, oh, man, though. and then you just like, you know. Anyway. So, yeah, it was like 2 days ago, though, is the answer.
I'm just talking shit now. Hmm? No, I said your audios are always kind of shit.
Yeah, they're always shit. They're garbage. I don't even know why anybody listens to me.
Have you ever done an audio outside of your comfort zone, or do you even have a comfort zone?
At stages, I did. Like when I first started, Impreg was a comfort. I didn't really understand the appeal because I was scared as a child by my mother about having kids at a young age. The idea of like breeding someone or like filling them with my cum so that they could have my babies was like a little scary of a thought, but that was like the first request I got at all on 4chan. And so I was like, fuck it. And then from there, it kind of made it to where it was really hard to have a comfort zone, you know, because then I was into most of the other stuff. And then I would say the only other thing is the first time that I got like a request to do some of the like specific MFRAM stuff, you know what I mean?
I've never gotten an MFRAM request, so no, but
yeah, please I mean, enlighten me. Yeah, so like, because you know, they'd listen to you, because obviously, as I've said a million times, is when I first started, it was really just a handful of us dudes, and so MFRAM was really, really like, people think MFRAM is underrepresented now, like, you have no fucking idea how underrepresented, like, there literally was none. Outside of Vocal Rider had like two audios in the 2 years he was doing it, and then nobody, you know. Jesus. And then so then I would get these requests of like, hey, could you do like a gender neutral audio, because I know you're probably not into dudes, but blah, blah, blah. And then I did that, and then the same guy was like, yeah, so that was pretty cool, do you think you just do this audio where you're like jerking off a cock? And I was like, wait, hold on, you know, because you know, I'm not. So it was like at that moment, it was a little out of my comfort zone, because I was like, I don't know if I really want to do that. But then I just like the Impreg, I was like, fuck it, it's audio. Who gives a shit?
You aren't into dudes though, right?
What?
Are you into dudes?
No, not really. I mean, it's like,
fuck my dreams.
Yeah. Like sometimes like in like visually, occasionally, like, but like actually, like, no. You know what I mean? It's no, more of like a, yeah, occasionally
once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Sometimes in porn, I'll be like, oh, yeah, cool, a penis. That looks good. But in reality, no. Like, the realisticness of being into men, like kissing and jerking and sucking and all, that's not really anything I would actually want to do, I don't think. But in a physical way, you know what I mean? Like a porn or whatever. So
yeah, totally get done. And that's why I say I'm hetero flexible, but 99.99% into women.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because, you know, there are, like, I will admit it, I'm not afraid anymore. I mean, the old me would have, but there are pretty men. You know what I mean? There are,
definitely.
There are men with good bodies, and I don't mind looking occasionally. It's just, if it has to go any further than that, I wouldn't be comfortable. You know what I mean?
And then, for me, it's, I'm comfortable up to the point that as long as you don't expect me to do stuff to your dick, I'm totally done fucking you.
Right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. You'll throw it in the butt. You'll throw the dick in the butt.
Yeah. Right? I'm fine.
Don't make
that.
Me touch you. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, because, I don't know, there's the old, a hole is a hole, you know, so.
True. And if they're, you know, like I said, there are pretty dudes with skin that's pretty. Like, it's not all rough and gross, you know, it's like. Like female, like, I mean, like, if I'm gonna like a man's body, it's gonna be feminine, and then of course because of that, I'm also into the trans. You know what I mean? Because it's like the feminine style body, but I don't mind if there's a penis there. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely have the same. Like, I'm not into like super big or muscular guys.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't. Like, I don't want a guy like me. Basically, like, I don't want to look at a dude.
No,
hairy and bearded and like, I don't need that. I don't want any of that. So.
In the fears of stereotyping a lot of Asian guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's more constant that they...
Yeah, because, I don't know, maybe it's just bodies. Me, but they have more effeminate bone structure in their face.
They I do. Guess, so I don't know. Yeah. He's coming for you.
We're getting, like, way off track.
Yeah,
sorry. But I'm sure people are going to listen to it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You even listen to audios anymore?
No. I mean...
No.
It's very, very rare. Like, sometimes I'll go on and just see what's on there, and it, for the most part, it's nothing that I would have listened to even back when I did listen occasionally, because I'm not there as a listener for the reason that most people are there for a listener. I've never came from an audio ever, really? Unless it was part of an audio request. Like, I think there was a request when I first joined DWA where they said, listen to your favorite audio and masturbate. And I was like, all right. And so I listened to an audio that it was okay. Like, it was hot, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't really do anything too much for me. And I ended up just masturbating to porn while it played in my headphones loud enough to have everyone think that's what I was masturbating. Oh, God. Pull the curtain. So I cheated, of course. But, I mean, that's about as close as I've gotten. Just, yeah, because it doesn't really... Like, I need the connection, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, if I listen to if I listen to an audio from, you know, Sunflowers, YLS, Come Hungry Princess, my Lady. if I listen to it, it feels like we're talking and playing together, so it's a little different, right? Mm-hmm. It does affect me, things like that. But, like, if I'm listening to just some random audio, especially now, right? Because they say words that her and I use, and so it affects me in a different way.
Yeah.
I can't listen to anything with DDLG in it. It doesn't make me happy at all. Because
it goes into a realm.
Yeah, just like, it doesn't, I can't. As much as I would love to, because sometimes I've seen some, you know, Fear Play DDLG stuff, like I would love to, but as soon as somebody else says daddy, I can't. It just doesn't sound right to me.
Ooh.
Yeah, like it just, like my whole interest wanes. But... My main thing that I've always enjoyed in audios is, you know, the, like, for instance, Tom Like a Bomb, the werewolves, right? Something that had substance, something that has a story. It's more than just masturbating, talking dirty, using keywords, using this, like, list of words that everyone has that turns people on. It's like a legit event. You know what I mean? And so
it's more like you get into the story. Yeah. You know, right. You get caught into the story and the sounds and whatever.
Yeah. And it happens to have sex, which is cool. Like I enjoy stories that have sex. Like most movies and shows, like if it had like Game of Thrones, like if it has sex in it and violence, is, like I'm down. You know what I mean? I enjoy it. But but I don't want to watch a Game of Thrones parody porn. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to watch it if that's all it is. And so... I haven't looked every day, but occasionally when I look, there's not really much. Like, I gave a listen recently to, I think it's John 1799, the hotel one. Yeah, and that was really well constructed. I skipped through a lot because I could tell what it was. Like, it was just a lot, you know, he put together a lot of people's audios, and it was your pick and your poison, which was really cool. But I liked the setup. I liked his intro. I really liked the background music. I think it was just very well put together. And those are, like, that's something that I can kind of get into. But yeah, like, I haven't heard anything like, you know, what's his name? Vindicators, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde audios. Like, those were great.
Man, I haven't seen him in forever.
I think he left. Yeah, I think he left a long time ago. But, I mean, if there's stuff like that, feel free, anybody who gives a shit, to link me. I'll listen, you know, if you think that it fits that bill. But the majority of the stuff that I see on there is... Like, every time I go, it's almost always during the wave of incest, which I'm just not into at all. And then,
isn't it
which I know is funny because I just did an audio, but it was in her tags. Okay. And then.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Yeah. I wanted to, you know, but I couldn't do, like, as much as I, you know, wanted to, because it asked for, like, daddy, I can't do that. But I did uncle, niece, close enough. And then.
That's not a combination you see all that often.
Uncle niece, that's pretty much the only incest I've ever done. Like somebody, I remember. Well, I think I've done stepdad, stepdaughter before, and then I think I did. Uncle
I could
niece.
See you as a creepy uncle, though.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know, with the beard, and you're sitting, you're sitting over a couch at the family gatherings.
Yeah,
and you're getting drunk, and people get uncomfortable around you.
Hey there, you want to come sit on your uncle's lap?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, uncle.
No.
Yeah. So I guess short answer is no, I haven't listened to much because there hasn't been anything that I would listen to just yet that I've seen. I mean, there's a bunch of fucking audios that get posted, so who knows? I'm sure there's been something great out there. I just haven't found it.
No, but I mean, in general, for audios, they do lack that story component.
Right. Because everybody's...
Like, a lot of it is going into a scene directly and then, you know, progressing like 20 minutes and then that's kind of it.
Yeah, it's almost the whole audio is just the sex, which is fine. A lot of people enjoy that. Almost all the people of GWA enjoy that.
Pretty much.
I just don't. So I'm I've always been the weird... I've always been the minority in that sense that... And that's always been the thing with BTA, you know, when we used to do, way back when we used to do like our favorite audios of the, I say week, but I don't think we ever did BTA every week, but except for early on. So yeah, every week we'd do like, ooh, favorite audios of the week. Mine were always they were almost always dudes because that was usually the only people that ever did like a story, like a full, you know, story. A lot of dudes did fair play. A lot of dudes did some interesting shit trying to find, like, give a reason for people to listen because, you know, we especially back then, we used to get lost in the mist, you know. And not to say that it's super easy for women, because I know there's a lot of women that put out stuff and don't get attention either. But, you know, if you put the right keywords in your fucking tagline, like, you're golden, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. I mean, we all know that there's, you know, tags that are more popular than others. Mm-hmm.
And for pretty
much anything that gets tagged daddy or DDLG, you know?
It's like, yeah.
Upvotes.
Upvotes. Yeah. So I guess this is a formal request. Please do more fear play and rape. But with a story, don't just be like, oh, God, don't rape me. Don't rape me. I'm coming so hard. You're raping me.
You're so fucking weird. I love it.
Oh, God.
Have you ever gotten hate mail?
Not really. Not about like my audios or anything. I think the only thing I've ever gotten was actually on a different account when I originally quit GWA, which this is why I wish I could just tell everyone that thinks that they should let everyone know that they're going to take a break and then they're only gone for a couple weeks that it's ridiculous because I did it for a month and I think of it now and I, before Secret Santa, I hadn't made an audio in months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, it's not that nobody is going to notice that you're gone. People will notice obviously, but you can come back, come and go at any stage. Like you don't have to let people know. And anyway, I made a big hoopla about it. Right. So I was like, well, I'm popular. I got to let people know. Blah, blah, blah. So, but during that period of time, I started thinking because the original Secret Santa made me interested to come back. It's like, oh, it's such a great idea. I can't believe I quit this fucking community.
Yeah.
So I was talking to some other people from 4chan who are none of them around, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, which maybe some people remember, but one of them was Giggle Chan. A lot of people liked her shit. Anyway, she was an annoying cunt, so glad she's gone. But the... I thought about making audios where just to see, like, for one, if anyone would notice me just for funsies, and then for two, like, just because I missed it, but I wasn't... I didn't want to be that guy that was like, oh, no, just kidding, I'm back. Like, and I ended up being that guy anyway. But, so I made this other account, Mr. Lumber, right? And my first audio, I was M for M cross-dressing. Because by that stage, I had kind of admitted that I was into that, you know, and stuff like that. And so I was like, fuck it. And I was like, you're finding a friend. I think I ended up posting on No Name when I came back anyway. So it's probably one of those, like, you're into that, I think is what it's called on my account. And, you know, your friend is looking at fucking gay porn or something and on the internet and you come in, you're like, oh, you're into that, blah, getting them fucking pantyhose, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you, you know. Anyway, in the comment thread, somebody commented, you're nothing but a dirty faggot. And I was like, what? Yeah, I was like, wait a second, where, what? And
you're some, what did he say?
I'm pretty sure it was something like, you're nothing like a dirty I won't. We're in the middle of this show. I won't find it, but maybe I'll find it for when we post it.
Fine.
But it was something like that. You're a dirty faggot, or "Oh, you're fucking disgusting," or something like that, right? And I was like, "That's weird." Look at the guy's account. He's never even been to GWA. He's never commented to GWA. I'm like, "How the fuck did you even find my shit?" Well, so I'm fighting with him in the thing, and then TYO comes in, trying you out for all you new people. He comes in. He doesn't even know this is me, but he defends. Like, he's like, "Hey, fuck you," like, da da da. And then, like, all these people from GWA came in and defended, became this big threat of just fucking shitting on this guy, you know? "You're disgusting for liking that." So that's about as close as I've got to hate mail, is just a nasty comment from someone who wasn't even a part of the fucking community. And we just, the community just ripped his fucking asshole apart, you know?
On that topic, have you ever gotten dick pics?
No, actually. I've gotten pictures from some women, but never
pussy pics.
Well, like, one girl, again, this is ages ago, but one girl, she I don't remember her name or whatever, but she would send me pictures of what she was doing while listening, and a lot of the times it was really intense. It was like nipple clamps, Hitachi on her fucking clit and shit, and it was just like,
it's probably serious... better that you don't remember the name.
Yeah.
Don't want to say you're zinging
people. Yeah. But no, I really don't. I don't remember the name. But yeah, so stuff like that, or like, "Hey, I liked your stuff. Here's my fucking boobs." Or, "Hey, I posted on Gone Wild this. Here's my boobs." Like, blah, blah. But never penises, which always surprised me with how much M for M I did there for a while. You know, because of how often women get them. I really was surprised that I... But the guys that listen to the M for M stuff, like, they're... Outside of maybe a handful, they're usually pretty fucking respectful. So, I, you know what I mean? They'll send you a fucking paragraph of why they liked your audio, but it won't involve a dick. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting to me.
I don't know why. Different mentality. Probably because they're more...
Or maybe they don't want to scare us off.
You know, there isn't as much, so they have to be respectful. Or maybe it's just because there is a much larger base of people listening to FRM.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. There's just a lot of douchebags out there on the other side, whereas the community for M4M is very small, and so they're just like, "Oh, thank you just for even making this for me."
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciative.
On the topic of impreg before, has GWA changed your outlook on kinks? Or has 4chan?
Yeah, I guess. I would say indirectly, I'd say it started the movement, but the people that I've met have really changed it more than the actual place. You know what I mean?
Ah, okay. So it's more playing with people that has gotten you into
DLG and all that, and the stuff. Conversations, not even just really playing, but like conversations. I mean, even conversations you and I have had, and then you know, conversations in the old Skype chats, TeamSpeak, obviously with my girl, and then with other people, like, you know, the little Skype groups we used to have. Like, we used to have really intense conversations. You remember that? And so, like, you'd talk about, you'd flesh out all these things. And then, like, realistically, I would say the biggest change in how I thought about things was the discussions that we had on BTA. Bringing people on and having to talk about certain subjects, and then the people responding in the threads. That was probably the biggest that changed my view, per se, on what the kinks were about and why people would enjoy certain things, instead of just being like, "Ugh, like, why would you like that?" You know what I mean? Like, kind of going, "Okay, well, I don't like it, and this is why, but why would somebody actually like it?" You know? And then, you know, like, Vindicator, again, to bring him up, is when he came on and talked about his foot fetish, you know?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Like, that really opened my eyes, because I couldn't understand it. Because I'm just not into it at all. Like, not even a little. I like feet in a foot massage-y, like, "I love you, kiss the ankles while I'm fucking you" kind of way. But not any sexual. Like, it's all emotional, romantic, like, soft feet. Like, I, you know, things like that. Yeah, but then,
totally
get then he explained it that's part of his as well. Like, it is just an appreciation of the foot. Like, it is, it's not all dirty foot jobs, you know. It's just the fact that he likes that part. He's like, it's just like a butt, you know, if you really like a butt.
Yeah.
But somebody else doesn't understand why you like a butt, because that's where you poop from. Like, I'm sure there's people that are like, "I don't know why he's so obsessed with butts." Like, you would, you know, like, I
are you an
spend
ass
all
man?
Day. Oh yeah, I could spend all day on a butt if she'll let me.
I remember we've had this talk multiple times.
But that's, I would say that BTA and the conversations with people from the community are the biggest reason that my eyes got opened about kinks. And then certain specific ones have certain people attached to them, obviously. But I would say that more than just GWA. But when it comes to like the rape play and the fear play, definitely that's from making audios for GWA. That being able to explore that and find out why I like it, things like that, definitely came from making audios.
But and why is that? What do you
like? Well, like, because I used to watch all the porn and shit, and I'd always feel kind of gross about it because I'm like, oh god, like I just want to beat up women, what the fuck, you know? But it was never about that. It was just the struggle really turned me on, like the fight, you know, the
yeah
you know, the, and I don't know why, I don't actually know, I mean, I don't understand why certain things actually make our brains send that way. I just know that they do, you know, and that that it's healthy if it's in that regard, you know what I mean? And so it's like, if everyone's enjoying it, like for instance, you know, YLS and I just explored, well, not just, it's been a while now, but like face slapping, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was something I never thought I'd be able to do. I tried it with someone else and it kind of was enjoyable, but not really, because I don't think she liked it. And then so I was like, I don't know if I want to do this again. And she, you know, YLS brought it up and we did it during a, you know, a certain scene, I guess you would call it, but during a fuck session.
Yeah,
and
sure.
then tried it, loved it. You know what I mean? Because it was in a healthy environment. You know, it was during something that we both were enjoying. Like, I could see that she was into it. And I could see that it wasn't, you know, I wasn't just fucking slapping a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, we were enjoying it, you know? And so I think with those more violent, you know, kinks, it's all about trust. And when the trust,
I think when the trust comes in,
oh yeah. Outside of that, it feels weird. But once the trust level gets to that level, like I said, we just got into the actual like real rape play where we're suffocating each other and shit with pillows. Mm-hmm. But like getting into that stuff with all the trust, it's, oh man, it's way better than anything I could have ever imagined. So
yeah,
nah, and it's not, you're not a fucking, you're not an abusive person just because you like that, is basically what I came down to. You know what I mean? Is it, you know, because that's what always worried me, is like, oh god, I just want to beat people, I just want to punch people, I just want to, like, I'm gonna be an abusive husband. But in reality, that's the furthest from the truth, you know.
I mean, as long as you know your partner consents, there is
exactly
as you aren't crazy,
because you definitely, from the outside, before you find out that other people like it, you know, it's easy to think, you know, especially because I've liked it since like pre-internet, and so there was never any validation from anyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it was okay, exactly. You know? And then the little bit of internet that I got into, you know, in like the late 90s, like there was not, like it was Yahoo chats, like there's no one to talk to really about that kind of stuff. And then, so to find this community finally, it definitely helped realize that it was okay, and not normalize it in the sense that I'm going to just go rape random ass fucking people. No, you know what I mean? No. But normalize it in the sense that I'm not a fucking weirdo, because I like that.
I mean, you are a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm a weirdo for many reasons, but not for liking that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if you could sit down and you could talk to anyone on DWA that you don't already know, who would it be and why? Like anyone you haven't met in real life.
Oh, haven't met in real life?
Yeah, I don't know if you only met YLS.
You mean like away from the internet?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you, man.
Well, aside from me.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I've met a couple. Like, I've, you know, Snake came up here before. That was all right, I guess.
Oh, and shit. Then,
I guess, ultimately, like, in reality, it'd be kind of cool to meet some of the LA folk. You know, like fucking Suits would be kind of probably chill. Probably, I don't know if I'd want to go eat with them. Motherfucker would eat anything. I don't know. But Puff, I think, would be cool. LB, I think, would be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
As weird as that motherfucker is. And then,
fucking
like
I said, old Baldy.
Yeah. And then, like, obviously you. That's really, there's not too many
Suits
other people.
Suits will actually eat anything. He ate that. Didn't he eat that? The unhatched
yes
chicken
yeah
Chicklet?
And live squid and live tentacles and a whole bunch of other weird Dan's shit. Son.
I mean, no offense, but I don't know if I could ever eat like
a half-hatched chicken.
A half-hatched
no,
chicken.
No, thank you. Chicklet. Get all that beak in there. I'm good on that.
So, aside, or I don't know if it is, but what is it about your preferred gender that you enjoy the most? Voice, aesthetics, something completely different? The butt?
As far as audios or just in general?
No, I mean body-wise or body-wise? Person-wise.
Well, the first thing is laugh. Laugh is what gets me. If you have a shit laugh, like I could barely even be friends with you. You know what I mean? Like I hate to say that I'm that shallow, but like I really am. Like if you have a shit laugh, like a laugh that just makes my brain feel like it's on fire, it's like a fucking bunch of fireworks just went off on it upside down and it's going through my skull into my eardrums. No, can't do it. I you know, because I love to laugh, and if I can't enjoy your laugh, then the fuck are you in my life for? But and I know that sounds harsh as fuck, but it's the truth.
No, I mean,
but most of the people that I get along with have good laughs. Like they have good laughs. Like if you think of all the people that I've spent time with, they have really good laughs. I love hearty belly laughs. You know what I mean? I love people.
Yeah.
I don't need a little hee hee hee. Like I want somebody who gets it. Like look at if you go back to old BTAs, listen to Allie fucking lose her shit. Listen to the new ones. Oh, listen to Wicked lose her shit. Listen to YLS lose her shit. You lose your shit. Fucking Suits. Suits doesn't really lose his shit too much, but man, when you catch him off guard and he loses, it's just fucking great laughs. Pew, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So it's
That's also why you, me, and LB.
Yeah, like that night where we just spent the whole night fucking laughing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But
sitting 6 hours, just fucking laughing. Jesus
exactly.
Christ.
But yeah, so laugh is number one. I mean that definitely is what I would say really grabbed my initial attention outside of the sex stuff with YLS. Yeah. And then definitely I love when it comes to tits. I've had this conversation with her a bunch of times. It's not necessarily about the size. It's more about the symmetricalness, you know, the symmetry. If you have like A cups and your nipple is the size that should be on like double D's, that's not okay for me. Okay. But if you're also the other way, if you're double, triple D, whatever, you know, then you have these tiny little fucking periods, you
dude
know,
nips.
And nips. And so symmetry when it comes to that. Size isn't as important, but the symmetry of it. So perfect boob is that. And then color as well. Like, you know, as long as they match in color. But my favorite body part, which is, should be no surprise, the butt, for sure. That's my favorite body part. I don't know. I just
why
I've
do
been,
you like the butt? So
ever
much?
Since college, jiggle. I've been all about the butt. I remember I lived with these guys.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And I remember growing up in Vegas, like everybody was, well, I'm sure it's still this way, but everybody was super fake. And so all the girls growing up were these skinny, blonde, bimbo bitches, right? And so they all had like flat asses. Very few had actual asses. And so asses were never a thing growing up for me. It was always tits, face, you know, you always had to be pretty, which is still a shallow thing for me. I definitely got to be pretty. Can't, you know what I mean? But but the ass thing came in college because I ended up I ended up living with these three black guys, right? So I'm in college and you have three roommates. So it's a 2-bedroom condo instead of a dormitory. It's this shitty little college I went to. And so you have a roommate in each room and it's three black guys. And we'd be out fucking hanging out and we'd all be checking out chicks. Right. And now they liked white women too, but not the white women I was looking at. You know what I mean? And I'd be looking and I'd be like, oh yeah, look at that. And they're like, man, that fucking guy got no ass. You're going to break your shit fucking with them hip bones or them ass fucking bones or whatever. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, nah, man, gotta have that big old ass. I was like, what? He's like, look at this. And they started showing me, like, they started pointing out all the women. I just got entranced, man. Like, like, oh, Jesus. And then they were like, and then legitimately, this is the change, is they're like, all right, we're going to look at two types of porn. We're going to look at a porn where a girl has no ass, and you're going to look at what it looks like from behind, and a girl that has, I'm sorry for everyone that doesn't have an ass. I don't mean to make you feel bad, but... And then,
hey, you like whatever you like.
I like what I like. Yeah. So that's not what this is about, but show me a porn of the big butts and the girl, which I think it was, you know, it's porn. So you can't really judge people's bodies
big
off of girls in porn,
bitches,
but it was like, there was nothing going on back there. You know what I mean? It was like, It was like all this fucking flabby skin and shit. Like, you couldn't really, you know what I mean? But with the fucking big old ass, which they're white girls, but the big old ass was like slamming down. It just looked more entertaining. It looked more like it was really enjoyable because it was just slamming down on that fucking dick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. And then the dancing, you know, just everything about the butt is enjoyable to me. I like the curve of it. I like, obviously, butt sex is great. And
it is.
It's the one part. I mean, obviously, you could touch other part, but like, it's the one sexual zone on a woman's body that you can, you know, tease in public, in the sense that like you could walk around, you could get a sneaky little slap on it and she knows what you're about. But you know, you can't just go, well, I mean, you can
grab a tit,
yeah, grabbing tits and put a grab, I mean, if you're Trump, you can grab them by the pussy, but you know, so it's like, it's one of those, and
normal
it,
human
know.
Beings can't.
Yeah, I don't know, I just have a love, like I've told her, but we always joke because I'm like, I'm a fucking, whenever, if we get married, I'm gonna marry you and your butt. We have two separate ceremonies. I'll marry your butt. Yeah,
I can't wait good. Till she listens to this. How much you're praising her and shit. You'll be like, "Ooh, Poppy."
Yeah, she'll probably just roll her eyes a bunch. Like,
what? Yeah, she's probably gonna be like, "Fuck sakes."
Yeah, did you have to tell him about the marriage to my butt? Yes, I did.
Not me. Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody knows.
And every guy's going to be like, oh, man, it's a good idea. I'm going to go marry my girl's butt.
I mean, people must be wondering how good of an ass your girl has now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Gotta say. definitely makes my pee-pee feel good.
God damn it, dude. So, are there any accents that you like more than others?
Not really. I think if your audio is good enough, I'll listen. As far as accents that I want to listen to more often, like I'm pretty about the American accent, maybe. A little, like I don't know. I don't really have a preference, but I definitely am not a fan of the female Scottish accent. That's pretty much mostly because of O Rabbit.
Pretty good one.
Not a fan. It's not really my jam.
we English, both know that the Australian one is the best, right?
Oh yeah, Australians. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, mate.
Boy, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Shrimp on the barbie.
Shrimp on the barbie. I mean, Tony pretty much verified that we have the best Australian accents. So,
I mean, all the Australians that listened to it were like,
"That was spot on."
Have some fucking solid accents.
Yeah, it was like,
"You guys got some solid accents, yeah."
Got some solid accents, mate.
I mean, you can even like read the accent when Australians write in their comments. Like, you can read it in the way they spell.
Like all you saw in that picture or in that fucking video of the kangaroos choking the dog was like, "Oi, it's my dog, mate."
And then he just walks up, kapah, punches it in the face.
Yeah, Australian's pretty hot. Can't handle it, you know?
Has your opinion about your own voice changed then? I mean, if...
Yeah, like it definitely... I mean, I've always... Like, there's two things that I've fairly always gotten comments on from the time I was... Well, the voice thing definitely happened after puberty, but the eyes
puberty.
And puberty is my eyes and my voice. Those are two things that I've always gotten compliments on. My puberty.
Your eyes and your voice?
Yeah. Those are the main two that I've got. I had gotten comments on.
What color are your eyes?
Green.
Damn, son. That's pretty rare.
Apparently, even though like my whole family's green.
But that's because it runs.
Yeah, because we're the genes, got bro. A huge section of Irish in there as well. But I know, which is why I like brown eyes, because I grew up around all colored eyes. Like one side of my family is almost all blue, and then the other one is almost all green. It's very few that you know. So brown is unique to me. As funny as that is, because
that's one thing I don't understand. Like, so I do like blue eyes more, but I find brown eyes to be very attractive.
Yeah.
And then when I talk to girls that have brown eyes, they're like, no, oh, my eyes are so, hey, your eyes, though. They're like, woo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's because like, they're used to only seeing brown eyes. It's all about the world you live in. You know, it's, if all you see is brown-eyed people, then you feel like it's just this normal thing. And then all of a sudden you see someone with a color.
We're like exotic animals in a zoo.
Exactly.
Oh, how dare you objectify like
that. How dare you objectify my eyes.
Even though we're totally objectifying.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just objectified your butt and tits and face and laugh. But, the voice thing, like, I never really believed anybody. I just kind of, when I went on 4chan, I was looking for something different. I was trying to, I was quitting WoW. I was in a really weird place in my life. And so,
life falls apart when you do that for a little while.
Yeah. And so, you know, you pull yourself out of that matrix and you're like, oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
There's life outside.
Yeah. And so,
what is daylight?
Especially when you were playing as much as I was, I definitely was hiding from life. You know what I mean? For those years. And so, anyway, pulled out, went to 4chan and like was just kind of looking at shit. I'd only just found out about it from a friend. He'd always send us links from like B. And then I think I went on there around the time that the social or whatever it's called, thread got started and it got turned into an actual thing. And then, so I'd go on there occasionally, mostly look at fucking naked people, you know what I mean? Because you have all the threads there. But then I saw on there the MSA, the voice one, and I was like, oh, like, what is this? Checked it out, and I was like, eh, people, kind of like most people's story when they started, like, oh, people say I have a nice voice. I guess I'll try it out, right? And then it just said, it definitely was way better than I thought. You know, I didn't realize that it was something that people enjoyed that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause to me, it, you know, I don't know. Like people have told me like, oh, I should go into radio, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know about all that. Like I listen to my voice on recordings or my like voicemail. And I'm like, why the fuck would anyone want to listen to this? You know what I mean?
People say I should go into voice acting. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like I'm nothing special.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what, I mean, with voice acting, it's kind of like if you just have a clear pronunciation of things, if you have a cool like delivery, I guess is really maybe what they're saying, because I think it really is less about tone. I know a lot of people like fucking freak out about super deep tones or whatever, but there's a lot of people that don't as well, like, and then it's mostly about I think delivery and the way you convey your emotion through the way you speak. I think you can tell how one is feeling, acting, you know,
right?
And so yeah, like,
the way you carry yourself.
Right. And it's like, I don't even think I'm that good at any of that. It's just, I think the content and stuff like that. But yeah, so it did change my perception to make me realize that I guess I do have a pretty decent voice. Like I remember when I did the podcast, when we first started BTA and I shared it with some friends at work, like this one guy, he was trying to share it with people because he's like, oh yeah, this is pretty cool, man. Like you don't have to be a part of that community. I'll let some friends listen to it. And so he let his girl listened to it and she was like, oh yeah, he does have a nice voice. And he was like, what you trying to say, bitch? Like, you know, just like, why'd you show her? Like, what the fuck? I told you what I'm doing. Like, obviously people are enjoying it. You know, he's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. I was like, yeah, all right. But it's like, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. It's weird, but it's cool that it's a voice that people enjoy in whatever facet, whether it be soothing.
Yeah,
sure. Like some people I've had a, you know, obviously back when I used to record all the time is I'd get comments or messages where people would use it to go to sleep. You know, it wasn't even, it could be the scary shit too. They would just listen to it and it'd be to go to sleep. You know what I mean? Cause it just was a soothing tone.
Yeah.
Maybe not the super scary stuff where I'm like yelling all the time, but, and then others it's, you know, obviously sexual, but, it definitely boosted the confidence in me as a whole in the sense that I felt like I invested myself into something and it returned. It gave me returns. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, maybe it's just because you're really boring and people are like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, I know that you're kind of a hairy guy, you know? But
yes, very hairy.
How do you keep yourself, and how do you prefer that partners keep themselves?
So we're still trying to figure out how she likes my junk. Because I used to keep it, like, I used to just, like, shave most of it and then try to keep it trimmed around the thing, and she likes a little bit of hair down there. And so then I tried to trim it, fucked it up a bunch of times, fucked it up. And then, so trying to get to, but it, pretty much now it's just trim. Like, just trim the bush, leave it as is, just trim it.
Yeah.
And then shave the, obviously, because we do butt stuff on me too, as I shave the taint in the butt. And then that's it.
Of course.
And then with her, pretty much it's, like, I like it shaved all the way. Like, that's always been a thing. But at the same time, it's, as long as it's the lips are shaved.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if, you know, because we're seeing each other a lot more than we used to, it's kind of ridiculous for her to go get waxed all the damn time. You know what I mean? And so if, as long as the lips are shaved, it's all good. But sure. I do like it completely clean, just because I like getting all up in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, waxing is nice.
And plus, you know, what do you need hair down there for anything when I have my mustache in my mouth all the damn time? You know what I mean?
You're bringing enough hair to the fucking
game. Yeah, exactly. Not hair down there. I got the whole fucking face full.
For fuck's sakes. Getting all up in there with your fucking snail on your face.
Yeah.
Does it tickle? As you said, it tickles.
What's that? My mustache?
Your fucking mustache.
It does tickle. Sometimes some loose hairs will get up in the nose and it tickles a little bit. Bastard.
We're done with all the nasty questions. Okay. Now we're going to go over to some more random crap, because okay, I ain't done with you, bitch. What's your most awkward moment in your life?
Most awkward?
Yeah.
God,
or embarrassing.
I know. I'm trying to think of what it would be.
Because you got too many.
I do. And then also just trying to remember. Because I felt awkward, embarrassed quite often in my life. Just trying to think of what it would be like. I don't know. We'll just go with a typical teenage shame. Yes. This chick that I met on a Yahoo chat room that went to my high school asked me to that Sadie Hawkins dance over here. I don't know if you know what that is, but the girls actually ask, you know, and then you wear matching sweaters. It's really fucking stupid, but yeah, it's fucking retarded. But I'd never been with women at all. Like, I mean, I had a couple like middle school like females or whatever, but nothing crazy. And so I definitely had never had a girl interested in me like that. And so I was like, ooh, I was all excited. She was not pretty. Like, you know, I just wanted to feel liked, you know what I mean? As sad as that
is.
So anyway, she asked me, blah, blah. We go out, we pick sweaters, da, 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 do all the whole thing. And we say we're going to meet at the dance, go to the dance, and she stood me up. So I'm at this Sadie Hawkins dance where everyone has a partner and I'm the only one by myself. And I'm like, fuck, you know? So.
Did you go home and masturbate it?
Yeah, I think I went home and looked at horse porn or something.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that was probably the most, not the most embarrassing, it's just an embarrassing story.
But one of them.
One of them, it's, you know what I mean, I have a lot of little ones, like being at work. I used to stock TVs at Circuit City. I used to work in the warehouse before they closed down, and it's kind of like a Best Buy. And so I'd carry in this TV down to a car, get it in the car, and I'd go to jump up on the loading dock, and as I jump up, my pants rip from fucking waist to nut. And didn't have any clean underwear that day, so my butthole was out. Yeah, and nuts were out, and so I walk in, I'm like, oh god, I gotta go. And then of course everyone had to look. They're like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, I ripped my pants. They're like, oh, let me look. I was like, I don't have any underwear on. And they just started laughing. They're like, oh, I definitely got to look then. I'm like, oh, you fucking, what the fuck? And I'll point and laugh. Ah, the grass is out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, definitely went home after that, though. That was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, no, that would not have been nice.
That way there could be a funny one after the super sad Sadie Hawkins one.
Hmm. Have you ever broken any bones?
No, actually, I've been in a lot of situations where I should have, but I
Yeah, weren't you
didn't.
in a car crash at some point?
Yeah, it wasn't a car crash. A lot of contusions, a lot of bruises everywhere. My legs swelled up to like three times the size because it just was all the liquid.
Hulk.
Yeah, hulked out, from the knee down. Couldn't walk. My whole fucking, from shoulder to shoulder, all the way down to hip, my entire chest was purple for like a month because of the seatbelt.
They called you Hammer Leg.
Yeah, but didn't break anything. But the only thing that's ever happened, like bone wise, is when I dropped, when the tip of my finger got pulled off by the thing at work, it fractured
What?
the bone. What? I never told
Isn't
you that
that the
story?
same? No, I don't
No.
know.
Yeah. Anyway, I was at work, and there's like I used to go early in the morning, like at 3 in the morning, to go fill up like the backhoes, the diggers, and the trailer that they had the diesel tank on was really had a really shitty standing leg, and so when I went to put it back up, sometimes it would slip, and I'd have to let it fall and then pick it back up. Da da da. Well, this morning I was mad because this is 2002, yeah, 2002, and so like, no. I mean, there was iPods, but I didn't have no money for one, so I had a boom
Oh,
box
okay.
in my fucking car in the truck, like a boom box with a CD player. And I had all my
Yeah.
CDs and shit. And so fucking, maybe it was 2003. Either way. No fucking, I have no phones or anything like that yet. And so I had all my CDs and someone fucking jacked it. So I was all pissed off that I didn't
Ah.
have no radio because the truck didn't have a radio. It was a work truck. And so and they wouldn't put one in. So I brought my boombox. Someone fucking jacked it. And I was all pissed off about that the whole morning because I was tired and didn't have no music to keep me awake. And so I'm all mad, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't paying attention. The leg gave out, but I wasn't paying attention. And so I didn't get my hands out in time. And it just completely tore the tip of my finger off from the first knuckle, all the skin and the nail and everything. But it
Damn.
also like fractured the little bone. So, I mean, I guess it's the same as breaking, but it didn't like.
Wait, are you missing half a finger?
Well, not half a finger. It's so what happened is they, because it happened at work, it was workman's comp, or work. Yeah. And so, the doctor, they sent me to like the best hand specialist in Vegas, and they were like, and the guy was like, okay, you have two options. I either cut it off at the knuckle and you'd be back to work in a couple of weeks, or we do this blah 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 fancy surgery, and it's gonna be out for a few months, but you'll get 90% of your finger back, and I can rebuild your nail bed and you'll get your nail. And I was like, yeah, that one. Let's do that one. What the fuck? I don't want a nub. And so yeah, he did that. We completely went in there. They put my ring finger, it's on my ring finger, on my middle finger, and it regrew the cells and the tissue around from the
Okay.
knuckle up. And then he went in and surgically rebuilt the nail bed so that the nail would grow. However the fuck that
Damn.
works. And the nail grew. So I'm missing a bit of it. Most people can't tell when they look at my hand, but I was super insecure about it for a long time. But no, most people can't even tell unless I point it out.
I'm gonna call you Mutant Fingers from
Yeah,
now
mutant
on.
fingers. I used to call it the claw. The claw.
Just to be a dick about
Yeah, the claw. But
it.
yeah, so that's probably the only thing, the
The
claw. But all the times I've fallen and fucking accidents and car accidents and work accidents and shit, like never
Stop
broke
getting into
anything.
accidents,
Oh,
for
I've
fuck's
yeah,
sakes.
I don't do that anymore. That was when I was a kid most of the time. But it's just
Jesus.
like I remember riding my bike one time and I fucking cruising down, and everything in Vegas is dry. There's like no water for grass, and so everything's rocks, Cruising down this fucking hill going to school and fucking
Yeah.
hit a rock. Go flying. It's like a steep hill too. But I hit this rock and fuck no, I'm sorry. I'm
I
sorry.
shouldn't
My
be
bad. I
laughing.
know you should be laughing. It's late. I'm sorry. I'm telling the wrong story. This one, because the rollerblading story was a rock. The bike, somebody's fucking basketball hoop was laying in the middle of the street in the sidewalk, right? And I'm
Yeah.
cruising down the sidewalk and I was listening to music in my earbuds with my Discman, my Sony Discman in my pocket.
Fuck yeah.
And I don't remember what distracted me, but I wasn't looking ahead. I was looking to the side for some reason. And just as I turn
An
around, there's
ass.
the fucking hoop. Boom! Bike. Boom. I go fucking flying. I don't even know how far I flew, but I flew for fucking ever. Might as well call me fucking Superman, right? Land all across my hands, scrape the shit, didn't break anything. Didn't even fucking really open up any wounds in my hands either. But I
You're
flew.
superhuman.
Must be.
Should get you checked out.
Yeah. Titanium bones.
All right. So, You've just been granted one wish and a superpower, okay?
Okay.
But the catch is that they can't be good. They have to be kind of shitty.
Shitty superpowers?
Yeah, one shitty superpower and one shitty wish.
Okay. Okay, so shitty superpower, just because I'm looking at your profile picture, is being able to drink coffee while it's super hot. And not burning my tongue. But only coffee. Nothing else. No other hot liquids.
Only coffee. Nothing.
Yeah, just coffee.
Oh, I like that one.
And then, really bad wish. Trying to think of a stupid fucking wish here. Let's see.
It's always difficult. You know,
yeah, the wishes are.
It's always easy to find a good one.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because you always know what you want. But it's like, what would be that wish from somebody that did not know how to wish, and they just wish the most stupid thing in the world? You know, what would be that fucking wish? Let's see. Oh, there you go. I wish I didn't have this headache anymore. Just this one, you know?
Just that one.
There we go. That's fucking
yeah,
stupid.
Headaches suck. Boo.
Yeah, because I didn't want to take up all the time thinking. Probably could have thought of something better if I had all day.
All right, so now you have to either you have... It's like fuck, marry, kill, except it's fuck, officiate, and kidnap. So you have to fuck someone, you have to officiate two GWAers, and you have to kidnap one.
Okay. So I have to fuck a GWAer.
Yeah, I mean, that one's kind of
right?
Obvious.
YLS, okay. I have to officiate two GWAers.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be Crimson
and
Utopia.
It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be a good marriage.
No, so. Yeah. It's definitely going to be Crimson and Utopia. And,
yes!
And then, what was the other one? Kill?
No, kidnap.
Kidnap. Do I have to do anything after I kidnap them?
I mean, that's up to you. I just want you to name someone you want to kidnap.
I don't know. I guess for a while, we'll kidnap Millie.
Who?
Millie.
Oh.
Fuck it.
All right. I mean.
Because I don't know who I would kidnap.
Me. No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't be able to resist myself.
Do you have any guilty pleasures?
Guilty pleasures?
Yeah, like watching My Little Pony or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely TV show-wise, it's Grey's Anatomy. 100% guilty pleasure. Can't. I don't know why I still watch it. It's really not a great show. It used to be when it first started, but it's not great anymore, but I still watch it because fucking I hate myself, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. I'm invested, man. I've been watching it for fucking 12 years.
Is it a doctor show?
Yeah, and I don't even like hospital shows. Like, I don't watch any other hospital show. I just, I started watching it when Lost came out because it was after Lost or during, before Lost or something, and then I just got hooked on it. Or Heroes as well. Heroes, Lost, and Grey's Anatomy, and I just watched them all, and I was like, well, I'll just watch them till they all get canceled. And fucking 8 years later after the other two got canceled, fucking Grey's Anatomy's still fuck going strong.
What episode or what season are they
like
on?
Like 13 or something crazy.
Yeah, I thought I wanted to start watching NCIS at some point.
Oh, man.
But they're on, like, season 21.
Yeah, no, can't catch up to that.
Hell no.
Can't catch up to that shit. Fuck all that.
Never.
I don't know about any other guilty pleasures. Pretty much with entertainment.
Nah,
you know?
That's fine, man. It's fine. I just want to know all your stupid shit.
I mean, I watched, you know, fucking... like a lot of drama, emotional fucking shit. Like This Is Us, a new show that's out. I'm definitely into that. You know, I don't know.
Hey, if you could become the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like?
What would I look like?
Yeah. Like, tell me how female Nona would look like. You can look however the fuck you want.
I'd look just like I am now, but with bigger tits. I was kidding.
Oh, yes, that's the best question. That's fine.
Okay, Is that a good answer?
Okay, so you're standing on one side of the road and you want to get to the other side, but there's something blocking your path, and it's the worst thing you've ever seen in a nightmare. What is it?
So I don't dream or nightmare too often, but the worst nightmare I've ever had that I can actually remember was when I was a kid, so it really is not that scary, but it was a lion. So a lion was chasing me through a mall.
I mean, that is kind of scary, you know?
Yeah, and like I remember running through the fucking mall, and I'm like fucking trying to ride the rail on the escalator instead of running down the escalator. I don't know why, but the lion just like jumps over the second floor, meets me at the first floor. I'm running, and then I wake up to screaming at my mom for something, because I was like 10 or something, and like my mom's in the shower. And she's like, "What'd you say, honey?" God, nothing. I'm okay. Oh God, it's that fucking horrifying Jesus. Nightmare. Yeah.
Mine would be Stitches from World of Warcraft.
Oh man, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Because he once kidnapped my dad in a dream.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to go down to the fucking?
And then. This is the dumbest dream ever. I was in a library, standing on top of the shelves, and why my dad was there, I don't know. But he got kidnapped by fucking Stitches, right? And down in, like, a tunnel.
Yeah.
And then around me were these, the monkeys that clapped the stupid, what the fuck, the crashes or whatever?
Hmm?
You know, those, like, monkey toys.
Oh, yeah.
Clap, okay. clap. With the tambourines. Scary shit. Yeah. And they were all that stupid monkey from Aladdin, Abu, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Fuck off. Scary ass fucking monkey.
That sounds terrifying. God damn.
All right. So, what's your safe word?
Mango.
Mango?
Mm-hmm.
Do you both use fruits?
We actually just share the same. We both say mango because she's allergic to mango. So it's pretty.
She what?
She's allergic to mangoes, and so it's pretty visceral. I mean, it's.
Did you know that mango is one of the fruits that most people are allergic to?
I did not know that. Really?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's something in. I don't know. It's something in it that. Apparently makes a lot of people react, some much less than others. Obviously some just get kind of irritated skin when they touch the juice, but yeah.
Wow,
not even lying.
It's crazy.
So you like doing both sup and dom stuff, right?
Correct.
Are you a masochist though? Like, do you get turned on by getting beaten? Okay.
Yes.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you one type more than the other?
You mean do we switch more often or?
Yeah, are you heavy to one side?
I would say we're a lot more 50-50 these days, but more often than not, well, with the pain stuff, we haven't done a lot of impact play lately just because the place she's at, we have to be really quiet, and then here, you know, the time she was here was like right after that road trip, and she was kind of sick for those days, and so we haven't, like, the last few places we've stayed like 4 or 5 times, it's been where either we couldn't make a lot of noise or we're at her parents, you know what I mean, or we're here just not feeling well, so we haven't done it in a while. But when we were doing it, it definitely was equal in the sense that she would go first because it's easier for her to go from dom to sub or from whatever. Whereas with me, I can flip it. If I'm deep, like way down.
Sub dom space?
Yeah, I would say, well, dom space, it's a little harder because you have to really get into it, which I'd say the more violent, like the rape play, the molesting, the hitting, like all that really just lights that part of my brain up, and so I'd say dom space is achieved during that period because I'm thinking of nothing other than like just fucking doing this. Other times it's kind of like it's there, but it's not as like I'm not in a euphoric state. Whereas the subspace, yeah, it's a little easier to get to because it's pretty much, you know, fucking either as soon as something goes in my ass or fucking the first hit, it's pretty much like right there. Like, oh, okay, yes, I know where I am, you know. But yeah, we usually she starts with the hitting first, and then take a little bit of time. But then I can switch a little easier unless we do more than just hitting. But if it's just the hitting, then it's pretty easy for me to switch.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's not. I wouldn't say she's a complete. No, actually, yeah, I would. She's pretty masochist in that way. Like, but I said like we since we haven't done it a lot lately, our threshold is a lot lower than it used to be, but we used to beat the living shit out of each other, so.
Do you have any weird, or not weird, but uncommon kinks that you
I
like?
mean, I don't really know. In our community, I'd say there's not really much that's uncommon anymore. But
I don't know. I mean,
I would say no, though. I would say out of, I mean, maybe because I think a lot of people are really coming to terms with the fact that they like forceful, rapey, you know, and so that's not really
I
a.
mean, I also feel like it's a completely wrong label to really put on it, 'cause you know, it has nothing to do with actual rape.
No, yeah, like, you know, it's fucking
Like, it's just,
consensual non-con, you know, consensual non-consensual is realistically what it is, because they're just playing like they're getting raped, you know what I mean?
I
It's not
mean, I
real.
don't know. I just don't like the label of calling it rape play. I mean, it's widely used, but for me, it gives the wrong link in people's head. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because rape is bad. Like, super fucking bad. But, you know, it's. I definitely like, you know, non-con turns con or whatever the fucking dub con or whatever the hell they call it. Because that is what it is like, as we talk about it beforehand. And then she plays the victim, fights me off, blah, blah, blah. Not hard enough to actually fight me off, you know, but enough to fight back to where it's not easy, you know.
I mean, you're also like twice her
Yeah,
size,
I mean,
so.
she could probably actually try, you know, and it probably would work out, but, you know, but in the beginning, it's, yeah. But, yeah, outside of
Testing the
that, I don't know,
waters.
like,
Do you do tasks and stuff like routines and
no.
no?
No, we don't do any of that, really.
None
What do you
of
mean?
domestic stuff.
No, we don't really do any of that, like, you need to do this today kind of thing. Just because we, it's hard when you switch so often that it kind of, you have to play each day by ear. And so, I mean, there's been periods of time where, you know, I'll, like my, you know, I'll go into, because I like denial as a sub. And so occasionally we'll do like a week of that. But it's taxing for her to be a dom for an entire week. She needs to flip flop a lot more than that. So.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
I don't have any more BDSM related questions, but I do have like an improv stuff thing that
Yeah. Okay.
I want to do with you. Okay, so wait. This is my backup document, so that's why it's hang on. Fucking dumbass.
What? Did you not mean to ask
No,
that many
it's I
questions?
don't know why the hell I opened the wrong document because this one is more complete. Okay, so I need you to pick a number between 1 and 7, and you can't pick 5.
Three.
All right. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
How so? Just
I
a
mean,
little
just who you are as a person, you know, describe your character a bit.
Born and raised in Vegas, electrician, white guy, fucking hilarious.
He's not that funny.
Funniest guy you'll ever fucking meet.
Where did you hear about the job of being king of the world?
Oh, actually, I got an email from this Nigerian prince that that said if I gave him all my money, I could become king of the world.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
And, okay. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's that's not a part of our promotional team, but I'll accept that. So, in this line of work, you know, being king of the world, what's a conflict or a challenge that you faced, and how did you deal with it?
Well, not being able to smite down your foes. Because you have to be diplomatic or whatever, you know, when those motherfuckers that try to rise up and take all your money, you're just like, I will smite thee.
What did you do?
I smited them at night.
So would you characterize yourself as honest to your face, but then you'll backstab people?
I've definitely stabbed people in the back, literally. I mean, wait, no, I'm totally honest. I'm the most honest guy.
You seem kind of suited for this kind of work.
I'm definitely the most honest guy you'll ever meet. Huge.
I don't believe you. As the king of the world, what could be some new laws that you want to implement?
I think people should pay 150% more taxes because I need a new bath in my closet that is filled with chocolate and diamonds.
A chocolate bath.
Need a diamond chocolate bath. I am royalty. I need to bathe in the best things possible. And, you know, they're out there living their lives, and they don't even know how much I need this diamond chocolate bath. So I'm going to raise their taxes a bit, about
100%. 150%? You're not worried about riots? Or?
Oh, it's okay. I will smite them.
You'll just smite them.
Yes. There will be a lot of stabbing in the back.
Okay. Fair. I mean, so what kind of payment method would you prefer?
Money.
Not gold or like...
Gold, humans.
Slaves.
Children. Slaves. Whatever. Whatever we can find. Vehicles.
Vehicles?
We can melt them down into the tub.
So you want to be paid in a chocolate vehicle?
Yes, we can melt it into the tub, like bathe in their chocolate car while their children clean the floors.
I'm not sure we're gonna hire you. Seems to me that you're
I will be the best king of the world.
You're gonna bring chaos to the world. 150% taxes. Could you even imagine?
Oh,
here,
my God.
The lowest tax amount you can pay is like 46% of your income.
That's the lowest?
Yeah, because...
Oh,
because
you
lowest,
get free everything.
The
That's
lowest
right.
tax level is...
Well, not free, but...
39%. That's the lowest level of tax you can pay. And then... On top of that, you have to pay 8% in work tax, work market tax, or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what that really is.
Wow.
And then if you're a member of the church, then you also pay a percent on top of that. So, like, I can even do math, but it's not, it's 47 or 48, depending on whether you're a member of the church or not.
So you should be giving all your money to my chocolate diamond bath.
So not hiring you.
That shit. Come on, man. I'll be the best king.
No. I'm going to smite you. All right. I don't have any more. And we've been talking for like an hour and 15 minutes.
It's going to be the longest one ever.
Fuck you. No, it's actually not.
Really?
I think I went an hour and 30 minutes with someone.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Get on my level, bitch.
Yeah. Someone talk longer than me. Thank God.
There are so many other people out there I like more than you. You fucking big ass, old ass, beard ass weirdo.
Smiting people
mutant
for a
with half
bath.
A finger.
It's my claw, man. I'll fucking claw your ass up.
Do you ever give my list a claw? Yeah.
It's like you like that claw, baby.
Why does she like this claw?
Do you like this claw?
Do you like the claw, Alice?
Oh,
Oh, all right. God. We're ending the segment here. Thank you for being on the podcast, No Name. Thanks for having me, man. Shit.
It was fun. Awesome.
All right.
I'm sorry to everyone who has to listen. Bye.
Cheers.